I am so excited to welcome you back to the Red River Cares podcast. Woo! Here we are, kicking off season four. I'm your host, Gina Burke. Did you know that 44% of all podcasts have less than 3 episodes and most don't make it past 10? So I am wildly impressed by our commitment to this show. This was a personal bucket list item for me, and I'm really proud of the content that we've delivered over the past few years and the light that we've shined on the organizations that we partner with. I also want to thank show producer Michael Edstrom for his support over these past 4 years. The show has evolved every season, and that is due to his vision for growth. Today on the show, we are kicking off season 4 like we've done the past 3 seasons with Red River Charitable Foundation's director, Kim Vaca. I love starting the season with a level set as to why we are here. At Red River, we have our own 501c3, and it's committed to communities. The show brings in those community partners and highlights the work they're doing and the work that we're doing together. So thank you if you've stuck around the past 4 years. And with that, let's kick off season 4. Kim, welcome to the show. Kim, welcome back to the Red River Cares podcast.
Thank you. I can't believe we're back here already again. Awesome.
We're kicking off season 4. You've been our first episode every season so far, so we're so psyched to have you back.
Woo!
If you can start, in case we have new listeners to the pod, and maybe introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your role at Red River and how long you've been with the company.
Sure. Hi, everybody. So my name is Kim Vaca, and I've been with the company for 23 years. It's bananas. But it's been a good 23 years. Gina and I are still loving it here, so that's good. Presently, my job is to run the Charitable Foundation, which we established back in 2008. And basically, our mission is threefold. We support our employees who are volunteering in their communities. We support veterans as well as students studying STEM.
Yes, I know. And I've had the pleasure of working with Kim. I've been with Red River 16 years. So all these years, we've worked together on foundation initiatives. And I always say it's my favorite part of my job. And I'm sure you would say the same.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yes. It's so good. So why don't we, you know, we've been at this a long time, but I think, you know, just reflecting even on the past year. So if we can talk about 2023 and some big wins we had with the foundation, just to give people a sense of sort of the initiatives and the programs that we work on, I think that'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we've had a lot of cool programs that we've done this year. One program that comes to mind is a Women in Tech scholarship that we launched in honor of our Red River employee, Marcy Levesque, who passed away, unfortunately. She was a lifelong learner, just so excited about technology. And so we wanted to honor her in this way and help other women studying technology. And in honor of Women's History Month, we just kicked off that scholarship the other day. And we've had a number of applications come in already, so that's super. Couple other programs that were big for us this year. Gina actually spearheaded a program where we partnered with FSRP to basically totally redo the Veterans Center inside of Manchester Community College here in New Hampshire. So that was cool to give that place a facelift. I know it gives the veterans an awesome place to go during the day and kind of have that camaraderie. And then thirdly, I would say, was our partnership with the Boston Bruins. We awarded our third STEM lab to a school in New England. This particular one was down in Bridgewater, Mass. It was the Williams Intermediate School. But that was a great program to work on as well. And we're proud of all those STEM labs we've got across New England. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was a big year. And I think, you know, reflecting back on it, you know, you're bringing up a lot of just these key partnerships that we've had for years. And, you know, time and time again, we really try to bring people into our mission and work together collectively on these larger community programs. So I think it's just a cool testament to the foundation and just our sort of commitment to community, but just that bringing people together, you know, on common missions, whether it's partnering with Operation Hattrick or the Bruins on a STEM lab, or, you know, with our community partner FSRP on an initiative that like means something to their employees and to our employees. Like, it's just good stuff. And I just want to acknowledge the work you're doing, but just, you know, just the structure of the foundation and kind of what we're all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff for sure.
Cool. All right. So what's coming up then? What should we be looking forward to in 2024 for the foundation? Any new programs, initiatives, ideas? What are we looking at this year?
Yeah. Well, you know, as you know, we're always trying to make things better and go bigger and evolve the foundation. I mean, a huge thing that I've been focusing on the last few weeks is, as you know, for the last 18 years, we've had our Golf Classic fundraiser. And all of these years, it's been up here in New Hampshire or Vermont. And so this year, I decided to bring it down to D.C. So as you know, we have our office down in Chantilly, tons of employees and executives that live down there, as well as our partners who are so supportive of our tournament. But we're moving it down to Virginia this year to a gorgeous course in Leesburg. So that's a huge change for us, but I think it's a good change. And I'm looking forward to seeing how that goes. Also, I wanted to mention this terrific Women in Technology mentor program that you and Corinne Flint have been working on. So that's huge for the company and the foundation in general. And so, you know, maybe you could just give our listeners a little summary of what that program's all about and how it's going so far.
Who's interviewing who here? Sure. Yeah, the Women in Tech mentorship program is really cool. I mean, it was an initiative coming out of our Women in Tech employee resource group. And I love when a group of employees gets excited about something and they want to launch an initiative and take the ownership and just like make it happen. And that's exactly what happened here. So shout out to the Women in Tech group. But they wanted to host a mentorship program. So we leveraged, you know, a list that we had, which was people that applied for the Marcy Levesque scholarship last year that maybe didn't quite hit the mark. But again, these are women in the industry. They are trying to break into the field of IT. We know they have an interest here. And we thought, okay, we can provide them a little bit of support and guidance. So we reached out to five of the women off the list. They all immediately, you know, said yes. And we're hosting four monthly sessions with this group. It's sort of a beta test. We want to test our materials, but, you know, really hone in on our messaging and make it the most impactful for the participants. So we're sort of assessing that through post, you know, meeting surveys and really just trying to get feedback from the mentors, but also the proteges on like, how can we continue to really deliver content that you need to break into this IT field? So most of these women seem to attend NOVA, which is a community college down in the Virginia area. And they all have their own struggles. I mean, some are new students that sort of just got into college. Some are moms with four children trying to juggle it all, but they all know that they want to go into either cyber or cloud, and you know, we're seeing how we can support them. So the first class we just kicked off last month, you know, was just so uplifting, not only for the people, these students, but for our employees, our mentors. We were just jazzed after this class. I mean, we talked for like another hour about, you know, what was unique about each of our proteges and how we can continue to deliver, and help and support them, you know, not just right now, but for the long term. So it was just awesome. And it's totally a program that I could see repeated in our veteran space, with our Black employee resource group, with parents, like in any of our resource groups, but really within Red River as well. I mean, it was just a really, really cool program. So thanks for bringing that up.
I know. Well, I love it so much. And we've been talking about supporting women in tech for years and how can we really do this to have an impact? But now we have a scholarship and a mentor protege program. So loving it.
Yeah. And I mean, this is a list we can reach out to for the Marcy Scholarship and hope that they come around and we start to build this deeper relationship. Like we're talking about these partnerships, but, you know, just it's not these transactional things. It's a deeper relationship. And I think has always been sort of the foundation of our foundation. Wow. So, yeah, I think it's another one of those examples of how we're doing that.
So true.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about ways our employees, Red River employees, can engage with the foundation. So if they're like, huh, cool stuff, how can I help? Or how can I get involved? What would you tell them?
Sure. Well, there are tons of ways. Obviously, we have our intranet, The River, and there's always something on there about what's happening with the foundation. Also, for employees, you'll see that weekly email that Ed sends out. And there's always something on Philanthropy Friday to talk about one of our programs. We have Instagram, Facebook page, so follow us on social. We've got a nice website page built into the redriver.com site. Let's see, you can always participate in the PTC plan, which is super important. It's one of the ways we raise money for the foundation. That plan is basically an employee payroll deduction plan where you can donate right from your paychecks. Our CEO, Brian, has given us a goal of 60% employee participation. We'd love to reach that this year. You know, just keep in mind that every dollar counts. And so no matter how large or small your donations are, we appreciate it all and make the most of those funds. Another way is to, you know, apply for Red River Cares funds. We want to support what you're doing in your communities. You can apply for up to $500 a year to go directly to an organization that you volunteer at. So, you know, take advantage of that. We've had the greatest interest in past years. This year, so many employees have applied for funds and we love it because that's what we want to do is support what you're doing in your communities. And, you know, just kind of taking advantage of volunteer opportunities. Like we each get two full days of hours to volunteer. You know, Gina organizes our employee volunteer week. We might have opportunities like twice a year where you can come together as a group. We always have a virtual opportunity, which they've been fantastic. So yeah, there's all kinds of ways you can kind of stay connected and get involved.
Yeah. You mentioned Brian and our goals for 2024. I mean, he did set a 22,000 hour volunteer goal for us, which makes me, I think, want to cry in my pillow at night, but, I do have complete faith that Red River will get there. I mean, really, I always say it, but for an organization our size, that is a ridiculous number to be putting out there. But yet every year we keep exceeding our goal. Started at, I think, 12,000, and here we are at 22, and we just keep leveling up every year. I think partly it's due to the opportunities that we're providing for our employees to participate, but it's really the reporting that our employees are doing in their own communities. So we know you're all doing great stuff. And we want to help, which is what Red River Cares is. So we're saying, hey, you're already volunteering for that board or that team or that nonprofit or whatever it is. Just fill out this quick application. We'll give you $500 and report your hours because we all need to contribute our hours and report these hours to hit that goal of 22,000. And it's a big one. But again, I know we will get there. But that reporting, you know, happens on the river. And I just wanted to make people aware of that lofty goal that we're sailing into 24 with.
We'll get there. We'll do it.
We'll do it. All right. Are you ready for the rapid fire round, Kim?
Whew, I think I am. All right, bring it on.
I don't think you did this last year, did you? I think we kicked this off potentially after your episode.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. You're in for a real treat. Okay. really, these are the rules of the game are simple. It's really, you know, you can't really expand on your answer. No justification. You just have to kind of put it out there. So,
all right.
I know you travel a lot in your van. So, favorite place you've ever traveled?
Dude Ranch in Wyoming. That was cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Women's History Month. So name a woman that inspires you. Could be a family member, maybe a celebrity, coworker. Is who comes to mind?
Gina Burke. Well,
I mean, I may have led you that way, but you know, you can pick someone else. It's okay.
Yeah. I'd say my mom.
Awesome.
And you.
Cool. Oh, thanks. I'm glad we got that on record in here. Okay. So what's one food or meal that you just never get tired of? You could just eat it over and over and over.
Yeah. I love any kind of seafood. I'd probably say shrimp.
Oh, all right. And tell us the best thing about your job.
Really just knowing that we're actually making a difference with what we do, you know, kind of having, just a personal direct impact, and helping people. So it's all good.
Yeah, it is all good. It does feel good to be able to do that for work though.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. All right, cool. Awesome. Well, you survived the rapid fire round. So just to kind of close us out, you know, killer question. Is there anything you'd like to add? Like, what have I not asked you about? Is there anything else you want to kind of leave our listeners with today?
I think really just kind of like help us spread the word on what we're doing. You know, when you see like these scholarships we're pushing out, like send them to your network, send them to your friends and family. We want to see people apply. We want to be, you know, giving out scholarships and helping people by giving them money. So just really kind of showing support to what we're doing and kind of just get involved with all the good stuff happening.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thanks for kicking off season 4. I can't believe we're here.
Me neither.
This was great. We'll look forward to having you on again next year.
All right. All right. I'll be there.
So thank you for tuning in to our kickoff episode of season 4. Hopefully you learned something new about our work or are inspired to participate with us in some way. As Kim mentioned, we are in all the social places, redriver.com/philanthropy. We're active on Facebook and Instagram at Red River Charitable Foundation. If you want to partner or collaborate with us or just want to have a conversation, you're more than welcome to email Kim or I. And we hope to bring you compelling episodes all season long. So thank you for tuning in. Tune in next time to be inspired.